Senate Bill 28, an act to authorize South Dakota to participate in the revised Interstate Compact for Adult Offender Supervision.
Senate Bill 28, having had a second reading, is up for final consideration and passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Dunnifin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. Senate Bill 28 seeks to allow South Dakota to participate in a revised compact covering interstate adult offender supervision. This compact applies to adults on probation and adults on parole. Under this compact, an adult who is on probation or parole from one state may move to another state and be supervised by the receiving state. In South Dakota, there are 37 paroled inmates from other states living here and 360 of our inmates paroled living in other states. In order for this revised compact to come into effect, it must be passed by 35 of our states. At the present time, it has been ratified by 9 states and is up for consideration in many legislatures this session. There are approximately 4 million adults on probation or parole in the United States, and it is estimated that over 250,000 of them cross state lines during their supervision. The existing interstate compact governing this movement was written in 1937, and it hasn't been revised since then. This 1937 version is very incomplete. It does not provide meaningful enforcement powers. It does not address current issues of victims' notice, sex offender registry, or specific state laws restricting interstate movement of offenders. I ask your favorable consideration of Senate Bill 28.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 28? Hearing none. The question before the House is final passage of Senate Bill 28. Those in favor will vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. The Secretary will call the roll. The Secretary will unlock the voting machines, and the members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Wick, Ikarius, and Pitts. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 66 yeas, 2 nays, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 28, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.